Carlson, Biden isn't simply incompetent. He is the single most destructive force in U.S. history. By Jeff Poor on June 15, 2022. Tuesday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson questioned President Joe Biden's leadership as the country is struggling economically and on the international stage. Carlson cited a migration trend away from the United States as an indication that things were not going well under the Biden administration. He went on to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 Democratic primary because he said she and the Democrats deserved it. Transcript as follows. Carlson, we do not want to deliver another depressing show, and we won't. But if you're looking at the country and thinking, how do we measure the health of the United States? There are pretty obvious ways to do it. The average life expectancy is one, the marriage rate, the effectiveness of the U.S. military, housing costs, the value of the U.S. dollar, health of the financial markets, the safety of our streets, etc. By every single one of those very basic measures, the Biden administration has failed and done so dramatically. Biden isn't simply incompetent, though obviously he is. Biden is the single most destructive force in the history of the United States. In just a year and a half, Biden and Ron Klain, his strange, shadowy chief of staff, have done more damage to this country than anybody could possibly have imagined. We read the numbers every night, but they don't capture it. You know, what captures it? This story. This story comes from the reliably liberal financial news outlet, CNBC. Here is the second sentence of the piece, quote, "A rising number of former Californians are migrating out of the country altogether and are instead heading south of the border. Many are seeking a more relaxed and affordable lifestyle in Mexico." Yes, in Mexico, not Switzerland, Mexico. So, things are so bad in Joe Biden's America that thousands of Americans are voluntarily moving to a third world country in the middle of a brutal drug war. Yes, there are human heads littering the side of the road in Acapulco, but at least it's not Los Angeles. Daryl Graham works in real estate in Mexico. He says of the people he sells to, quote, "at least half are coming down from California." Suddenly the cost of taxes, the crime rates, the politics, all the things that people are unhappy with in California make them want to come down to Mexico. Another analyst who studies the trend at the Migration Policy Institute says so many Americans are relocating to Mexico right now that locals are being priced out of their own neighborhoods. So, it's mass migration in reverse. It's pretty amazing. No matter how bad you thought this administration was going to be, you probably could not have imagined ever caravans of Biden refugees fleeing our country across the southern border, looking for a better life in Mexico. At this rate, the next stop will be Port-au-Prince. Say what you will about Haiti, it's better than Baltimore. Now, one upside of moving to Latin America is like-minded neighbors. Hispanics despise Joe Biden, too. Biden's approval rating among Hispanic voters in this country has fallen to 24%. That's his lowest among any demographic group. Meanwhile, as of tonight, guess who is the preferred candidate for 2024 among self-described Latinos? That's right. The Taco Bell guy, Donald J. Trump. Let that sink in for a second. Donald Trump, supposedly the most anti-Hispanic racist this country has ever produced. That man is far more popular among actual Hispanics than a cringing white liberal like Joe Biden. So, the guy who tried to build a border wall is loved. The guy who uses the word Latinx, not ironically, is hated. Remarkable. It's also, and this is not an overstatement, politically, a disaster of generational magnitude for the Democratic Party. Latinos dislike Joe Biden intensely, and they dislike him for the same reason that everybody else does. Biden has made things worse, a lot worse. The median income in this country is $44,000 a year. Imagine trying to live on that right now. Do the math. You couldn't do it. Not in any recognizably American way. Inflation is too high. It's making you poorer. Well, today in Philadelphia, Joe Biden unveiled his plan to fix inflation. Now watch this tape and keep in mind as you do that, it is real. We've not edited it in any way. Here it is. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States, we can do all this. All I'm asking is for the largest corporations and the wealthiest Americans to begin to pay their fair share in taxes. cheering and applause. Biden, I'm deadly earnest. Anybody out there think the tax system is fair? Raise your hand. End video clip. Carlson, this guy. The AFL-CIO. How many private sector labor union members support Joe Biden? 12%? 15%? It's not 50%, and yet they host the guy. They're so corrupt. But listen to the message, higher taxes will make the things that you buy cheaper. That's what Biden just said. Inflation is up because taxes aren't high enough. Now, it's hardly a defense of corporate America, which we would never defend, to point out that as an economic analysis is completely insane. It's not true. We've lost control of inflation because people like Joe Biden pushed a species of lunacy called modern monetary theory. They printed an endless torrent of fake money to enrich and empower themselves, and by doing that, they crashed the US dollar and made you much poorer. That's what happened. There's not much debate about that, and they're not going to acknowledge it, of course. They can't even be bothered to pretend to care about baby formula shortages. Here's Joe Biden's publicist just yesterday. Begin video clip. Reporter, so, I have two questions on baby formula. So first, what is the White House? What is the latest update the White House has received on the current formula situation across the country? Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary, yes. Let me see if I have anything new for you on that. So, I think it's been a couple of days since we have been asked that question. Okay. I don't have anything new. I know we made some announcements last week. I just don't have them in front of me. End video clip. Carlson, oh, mothers can't feed their babies. Let me see what I have here. Somehow, the White House communications team forgot to load the baby formula talking points into the binder, leaving our historic LGBTQ+ immigrant, class ceiling-shattering press secretary speechless. I just don't have them in front of me. In other words, what does that question have to a trans rights? Nothing? Okay, next. The one thing Karine Jean-Pierre can say with dead certainty is that Joe Biden is great. Joe Biden is energetic. He's fully in charge of his faculties. In fact, he's planning on running again in 2024, by which time all of suburban Chicago will have moved to Haiti in search of a higher standard of living. She actually said that, quote, to be clear, as the president himself has said repeatedly, he plans to run in 2024. And we can just guess how you feel about that, but how do leaders of the Democratic Party feel about that? He's their guy, and yet they're horrified by it. Even Sandy Cortez, who can defend anything if she has to, up and including another pointless neocon war in Ukraine, even she can't get behind another Joe Biden run. Watch. Begin video clip. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but I think if the president has a vision, and that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes. Dana Bash, CNN chief political correspondent, that's not a yes. Ocasio-Cortez, I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far and, you know, should he run again, I think that, I think we'll take a look at it. End video clip. Carlson, yes. We'll cross that bridge, right? We'll take a look at it. So, what they're really saying, and this is their latest talking point, is, we don't like Joe Biden and we never have. They've got nothing to do with Joe Biden, it turns out. David Axelrod and Joe Scarborough and the other professional liars who foisted this senile mannequin on America are now trying to run away from him. The New York Times, which is their newsletter, ran a front-page story 2 days ago on Sunday about Joe Biden's mental decline. Really? That topic was completely off-limits just a year ago. You couldn't say it. The New York Times quoted one DNC official who's advising Biden to announce now, right after the midterms, that he is not running again. As David Axelrod, mastermind of the Obama victories, put it himself, quote, the presidency is a monstrously taxing job, and the stark reality is the president would be closer to 90 than 80 at the end of his second term, and that would be a major issue. In other words, he's too freaking old. Biden has got dementia. Who knew? Well, actually, they all knew, and they all knew all along. And they should not be allowed at this late date to evade their culpability for knowing and lying about it. They committed this crime. These people are cynical. They're ruthless. They're morally disfigured, and if you need more proof of that, consider how they're treating poor Kamala Harris. They've abandoned Kamala Harris completely. It's shocking, really, given that just 18 months ago, these very same people were yelling at you about how lucky you were to have this historically Indian, black female vice president, the very first in history. It was thrilling. They got emotional just thinking about it. Kamala Harris was that wonderful. Here's a recap. Begin video clip. Douglas Brinkley, CNN presidential historian. Kamala Harris is being sworn in, the first woman vice president. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former presidential candidate, and our first woman vice president. Steve Schmidt, communications and public affairs strategist, will see our first woman vice president. It will be a historic day. John King, CNN chief national correspondent. Kamala Harris will be the first woman vice president of the United States. Biden, we mark the swearing-in of the first woman in American history elected to national office, Vice President Kamala Harris. Don't tell me things can't change. End video clip. Carlson, don't tell me things can't change. Oh, they can change and they have. That was just the other night. We were getting goosebumps listening to it, but now they're ghosting Kamala Harris like a bad Tinder date. They're pretending she doesn't exist. In effect, in doing that, the Democratic Party is embracing white supremacy. How? Well, Democratic Party leaders plan to deny Harris a job that she has earned as Democratic nominee and replace her in the next cycle with yet another, wait for it now, white man. Let's try Beto. How about Mayor Pete? Notice a theme here? Palin male, as they are forever telling us, because it turns out diversity isn't actually our strength. Equity and inclusion are fine if you're hiring middle managers at a big company. You would never hire a middle-aged white guy at Citibank. That's probably illegal, same with the airlines and hospitals. We've got way too many white male pilots and heart surgeons and Supreme Court justices. The Biden administration tells us that constantly. They seem to me that they use DOJ to enforce their rules. Yet somehow the most anti-white political party in the English-speaking world is suddenly pushing another white man for president. How does that work, Joe Biden and friends, Ron Klain? Well, it turns out the presidency is a different thing. Affirmative action is essential for vice presidents, obviously. That's how we got Kamala Harris in the first place, but not for presidents. Presidents have too much power, so the usual diversity standards don't apply. We've had 46 white male presidents in a row. And the Democratic Party wants you to have another. Oh, not so fast, racists. Hold on a second. Now, the rest of official Washington may be completely on board with this coup against Kamala Harris, who, again, earned the job. They may be willing to stand back and allow America's highest-ranking woman of color to be degraded and humiliated in the pages of the New York Times, but we're not. We believe Kamala Harris is a human being with hopes and dreams and aspirations. She's the first in so many ways. She celebrated Kwanzaa before it was even invented, and of course, now that Oprah is retired, Kamala Harris is America's main source of life-affirming aphorisms that don't actually mean anything. Watch this montage, which we have lovingly collected, and ask yourself how anyone who stand in the way of this woman becoming President of the United States. Begin video clip. Kamala Harris, D., Vice President of the United States. You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community. And so what we all experienced is on an electric school bus. On an electric bus, no exhaust, no diesel smell. It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree. This whole thing about the border. We've been to the border. We've been to the border. Lester Holt, NBC News, you haven't been to the border. Harris, and I haven't been to Europe. I mean, I don't think. And my pronouns are she, her and hers. Chris Cuomo, former CNN anchor, she, her and hers. Harris, she would look down at me and, Kamala, what do you want? What do you want? And I looked back up and I said, freedom. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes, with your own eyes. I'm telling you. We must together, work together to see where we are headed, but also see it as a moment, yes, to together. It is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America. who is also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip-hop. Like, what do you want to know? End video clip. Carlson, what do you know? She's unbelievable. You would deny that person a chance to serve? That is the person the Democratic insiders are tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, trying to remove from the public stage and if no one else to say it, we will. It's wrong. Despite appearances, Kamala Harris is not a disposable consumer product. She's a pioneer. Do you what she went through trying to get a fair shake in the systemically racist country as the daughter of college professors? It wasn't easy. You know how hard she worked? At one point, she even dated Montel Williams. Few would go that far, but Kamala Harris did. No wonder she's sick and tired of being sick and tired. We get it. Watch as she did the work and unpacked her generational trauma live on television for you. Begin video clip. Harris, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day and that little girl was me. End video clip. Carlson, yes, that little girl was me. Now, that little girl actually grew up in French-speaking Canada, not in the Jim Crow South, but whatever. Look what she's become. Now, simply because she's a moron and no one likes or even agrees on how to pronounce her first name, the Democratic Party is trying to throw Harris away. Toss her out the window like a used Big Mac wrapper. Now, Kamala Harris may be stained with secret sauce, but she deserves more than that. Yes, she does. Mediocrity is no excuse for firing someone. A low IQ, a terrible personality, a total inability to do the prescribed job, those are not reasons to deny someone a job. The Biden administration has told us that repeatedly. By the way, democracy plays a role in this, too. You just saw the woman who Liz Cheney tells us a lot that 81 million votes in the last election. Now that's the most votes of any vice president in history. That's more votes than Liz Cheney's dad got. So, denying Kamala Harris the Democratic nomination in 2024 is nothing less than a form of insurrection. It's an attack on democracy and on our sacred norms. It is disinformation, probably Russian in origin. Whatever it is, we cannot allow it, and as long as this show is on the air, we won't. Tonight, we are endorsing Kamala D. Harris for the 2024 Democratic primaries. She deserves it and so do Democrats. They created her. They should be forced to live with her, and anyone who disagrees with that is, by definition, a racist. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.